listeners to the Arrowverse Crossover Crisis podcast. I'm your host, Ashley, and today we will be reviewing the last episode of the Crisis on Earth X from Season 3, Episode 8 of Legends of Tomorrow, Crisis on Earth X, Part 4. So this episode is probably the biggest of the four-parter, and it opens with the Crisis on Earth X logo credits, real close up on the logo there, and then we jump right into the Professor Stein being shot on the ground, and the team sort of losing the battle against the Nazis, and Stein ends up not being dead, so he crawls up and he reaches the lever and he opens the breach, but unfortunately he is shot a second time and he goes down. Meanwhile, the Flash and the Ray overload Red Tornado so it doesn't blow up the facility. They get Jax and Stein to merge as Firestorm so that he can be transported back to the Wave Rider. The heroes go through the breach along with Leo Snart and the Ray, and they sort of make it back in time as Reverse Flash tries to cut into Kara to get her heart for Overgirl, but Ray Palmer, the Atom, ends up stopping him, which is a fun little scene. We see a tiny Ray stopping Reverse Flash from putting the knife through Kara, which just reminded me of Ant-Man. It was like a little scene from Ant-Man. And the Ray Palmer suit is kind of like an Ant-Man slash Iron Man type of suit. So it's a good scene where Ray gets to come in and save the day. I was wondering where he was in the first two. He was off with the other Legends. So he gets to come in here, brings the rest of the Legends in. We get Nate Steele character rescuing the Team Flash and Team Arrow from the Meta Cells. And then we get the Amaya and Zari characters. I think Zari is her name. And I'm not really sure. We had Amaya in The Invasion, but she's in one episode of The Invasion didn't get a whole lot of lines. So I'm not familiar with these two characters and don't know who Zari is. We didn't really get to see them use their powers, so I don't know what their powers are. They didn't get a whole lot of lines, but they're there and they're teaming up. And we get a cool little team up with the other Legends characters, with Cisco and Killer Frost, with the Team Arrow other characters, and then Barry and Ray come in and they all fight the Metallo character, the skeleton version of Metallo. And they all team up, and it's a really cool scene of everybody sort of using their powers to blast Metallo and destroy him. So that was a cool scene. And then I also like Felicity standing up to Eva Oliver. That was a nice scene. It was a good moment for Felicity. Really a badass moment for her to stand up and basically say, hey, you're not going to get to Kara unless you go through me. So, and then we get actual Oliver comes in and rescues them. Well, he threatens Overgirl, and so, of course, evil Oliver retreats. So that's a good little scene there, too. And then we get everybody on the Wave Rider. We get a nice little scene between Mick and Leo. Leo being really sensitive to Mick, and Mick just being, like, really weirded out by it. It's a nice, fun little scene. I really like this version of Leo Snart. And then, of course, unfortunately, Professor Stein is dying. And it's a really sad moment, basically, because they're Firestorm. Jax is the only thing keeping Stein alive. And Stein tells Jax that, you know, he needs to let him go. I mean, they need to take the Firestorm cure to free their bodies of each other and let Stein just, you know, die. And it's really sad, actually. You know, it's a good scene between the actors and, you know, it was a little touching. I choked up a little bit. And, of course, everybody takes Stein's death really hard. There's a nice little montage of everybody kind of just mourning him for a little bit. And a little moment between Sarah and Oliver, which is really nice. I mean, I don't watch the Arrow show, but I know that they have a history, and so it's really nice seeing Oliver trying to be there for Sarah. I like that a lot, too. And of course, we get the big team-up moment, everybody in costume on the bridge, and the evil Oliver, you know, sort of making a bargain of, give me Kara, and I'll leave the Earth and not kill anybody on here anymore. And of course, they don't take that deal. They are willing to fight. So it's nice seeing everybody kind of team up and fight. And they say, you know, we're going to do it for Professor Stein. So it's a good little moment. Although we cut to the Nazi people kind of walking around Central City, sort of killing innocent people, like shooting a bunch of people. We don't really see anybody die, but I assume they're getting hit with bullets. So it's kind of like, you know, all of these innocent people are dying when they could have just, you know, give them Kara's life. It goes back to, you know, kind of what Captain America says of, you know, we don't trade lives. But I don't know that Kara is willing to just, you know, let them kill a bunch of people before they all team up and fight. Anyway, but then we get the Wave Rider versus the evil version of the Wave Rider. And so that's kind of a cool scene. This is where Zari and Amaya get to help out a little bit. Killer Frost sort of takes them up to the evil Wave Rider on a little ice bridge. And they get up there and they disable the shields. And then Sisko breaches them back and they blow up the evil Wave Rider. They do this a lot with Killer Frost. She just, like, makes these little frozen bridges in front of her. I'm not sure how too stable they are, but it seems to work. And I like them all sort of getting something to do. It's a great little battle on the ground. Everybody kind of gets their moment. All the characters get a nice little moment. Rey gets a good moment of, you know, taking people out while he's small, and then shooting people with his blasters. Some of the Arrow characters, Mr. Terrific and Wild Dog, they get some good moments too. So it's a really fun scene. You've got Flash versus Reverse Flash zipping around, and then Flash finally catches him, but he doesn't kill him. And I always wondered this, why doesn't the Flash kill Reverse Flash? And, you know, the Reverse Flash calls it out of Barry has a code of not killing people. And it's always something that kind of has bothered me a little bit about how strong Barry and Kara feel about not killing people. I know that they, you know, want to bring people to justice, but also it's like, how many people is Reverse Flash going to go out and kill now because Barry didn't get the chance to take him out now? You know what I mean? So I've always kind of been bothered by their strong will not to kill people. But also, why didn't Barry have, like, power dampener cuffs on him to just slap on Reverse Flash? So basically, they let him go just because it's a fun villain, they want to bring him back. This is the basic answer. But it was kind of like, come on, Barry, like, you should be smarter than that. You should have a contingency plan on how to take down Reverse Flash. But anyway, moving on, we get Supergirl versus Overgirl in the sky, fighting, flying around. Of course, Overgirl did not get the heart transplant from Supergirl, so now she's basically a nuclear bomb ready to explode. So Supergirl has to take Overgirl up into space, basically, and Overgirl explodes and Supergirl falls to the ground. And it's a cool little moment where Nate catches Supergirl falling and sort of makes a small little crater around them. And he says, you know, it takes the Man of Steel to catch the Girl of Steel, which is an interesting little nod, obviously, to the Man of Steel being Superman. And of course, Kara is the Girl of Steel, but Nate is a Man of Steel, like made of steel, that's his power. So it's kind of a fun little moment. And Overgirl blowing up, of course, really pisses off the evil Oliver, and that's his sort of moment of weakness. He turns his back, and then Oliver is able to get the jump on him and take him out. So it was sort of like what Reverse Flash said of his love for Overgirl is going to be the downfall, and Reverse Flash gets to go, and we'll see him another time. But that's basically the ending of the episode. It's just a really cool battle. I like it a lot. It's kind of reminds me of the invasion battle with the Dominators on the rooftop. And the only thing is, we didn't get to see Sisko doing any fighting. And that's, you know, a little disappointing. I really like when Sisko gets to sort of weaponize his vibe powers. So we didn't get to see that. We get a little bit of Harrison Wells, you know, being snippy with Sisko on the Wave Rider, which is always fun. Other than that, that was basically the fight. Is, you know, everybody got a cool little moment, pretty much. They highlighted, you know, all the characters fighting around, which is nice. Iris and Felicity were on the Wave Rider, helping to take down the evil Wave Rider. So everybody gets a really good moment in this final battle. Obviously, Stein is no longer with us, so we don't get a Firestorm. But, you know, we have a nice little scene where Jax tries to break the news to Professor Stein's family. And then we get a really beautiful funeral at the end for Professor Stein, where everybody attends and everybody, you know, gets to mourn him and say a few words, which is really beautiful. And yeah, I teared up a little bit, I'm not gonna lie. And the episode ends with Barry, Iris, Felicity, Oliver saying goodbye to Kara and Alex. And we get a little moment with Alex and Sarah one last time. Again, I love all of their interactions. You know, it's a good little awkward hug that they have, but, you know, Alex mentions she's going to take Sarah's advice and, you know, get over Maggie, which is nice. And then, you know, Alex says that Sarah deserves to find somebody too. So it's a great little moment. And then I also just love from this crossover and also the Invasion crossover, Sarah just does not put up with any mix inappropriateness. Like she always, he says something inappropriate and then she just shuts him down. Like doesn't even respond. It's great. I love it. I wonder how they interact on the Legends show. That probably is a lot of fun. And then we get Barry and Iris talking to Oliver and Felicity about their wedding. And Barry goes and grabs Diggle so that Diggle can marry Barry and Iris right there in the park, which is a nice little scene. They give their vows, which is really beautiful. And, you know, I haven't seen this episode in a while, and so it kind of reminded me that, you know, how much Barry and Iris love each other. And it makes me, you know, endears me to them as a couple. Because that, you know, in the first few seasons, I was not on board with them as a couple. But, you know, it's moments like these that really sort of, you know, make me buy into them, Barry and Iris, as a couple again. So that's a good little moment. And then, of course, Felicity changes her mind and she wants to get married. So Diggle also ends up marrying Oliver and Felicity as well. So it becomes double wedding. So it's a really good little end scene. It made me wonder why Diggle wasn't in the crossover, though. I don't know what was going on the Arrow show for why he didn't show up here. But nice that Diggle gets to be the one to marry both of them. So that's basically where the episode leaves off. There's a lot of good stuff in this episode, and it's actually a lot of very sad moments, too. Like I said, I teared up a few times. It's definitely, you know, it's a very important episode, I think, to watch in terms of, you know, where it takes the characters. Like I said, the one good thing about this crossover is that it's not just focusing on taking out the Nazi invaders, but it also sort of pushes the individual character storyline, specifically Barry, Oliver, Alex, and even a little bit of Kara and Sarah, and then, of course, the Jackson Stein stuff. So it's definitely an important episode to watch. I don't know if it's the best of the four-parters. I think I like the first episode the best, the wedding, just bringing everybody together, and then the battle at the wedding I thought was great. And I think the second episode was also very solid because it really focused more on just Barry, Oliver, and Kara, which is my favorite. I just love the three of them. But this is probably the third best episode of this crossover, and then the third episode is the fourth best episode, which is still a great episode. I mean, this is a solid four-part crossover that's just one whole storyline. And, you know, it really shows how far they've come on these crossover episodes. You know, and like I said before, this is very much one whole storyline. Like, it doesn't have to be designated to the specific show episodes. Like, the Invasion crossover, the first episode was very much an episode of The Flash. The second episode was very much an episode of Arrow. Third episode was very much an episode of Legends. These episodes could have been aired on any of the shows in order, and it still just works as a whole crossover episode, you know. So that's what I love about specifically this crossover. I think the Elseworlds crossover kind of goes back to the Invasion style, but we'll see what they do with Crisis on Infinite Earths, if it's going to be one whole five-part crossover, kind of like Earth X, or if it'll be like the individual show episode. But this is, I think, the most epic crossover they've done so far, until we'll see how Crisis on Infinite Earths turns out. I really loved the Invasion crossover. I really did. But this is definitely a step up from that. It's just more epic. It's more bigger in scale. We go to a different Earth. We get to see them fighting the evil doppelgangers of themselves. It's just really awesome. We get more characters in here. Everybody gets to do something, which is really great. So this is a great episode. This is a good ending to the four-part crossover. I can't wait to see what they do with Crisis on Infinite Earths. That's going to be awesome. But my favorite moment of this episode is probably everything with Jax and Professor Stein. I think it was a well-told story across these four parts, and it's really nicely handled, and it's very sad. It's very touching, and of course, we get the nice scene of everybody kind of being affected by it. And, you know, we're going to miss the Firestorm character, but it was a good sort of send-off for the actor, Victor Garber, who plays Professor Stein, wanted to leave the show to go do Broadway. And so they kind of wrote him off in this nice way where he gets to be a hero, and it's very touching with him and his relationship with Jack. So that's probably my favorite part of this episode, is just everything around that. And then, of course, the end scene of everybody fighting and getting their kind of one moment during battle. So all that stuff is really good. So I can't wait to see what they're going to do with Crisis on Infinite Earths. We're going to bring in even more characters. It's going to be awesome. But of course, next episode, we will be talking about the Elseworlds crossover, the three-parter, Flash, Supergirl, and Arrow. And that's going to be an awesome crossover. I remember really liking that one also. So those are my thoughts for this week's episode, the ending of Crisis on Earth X. Thank you all for listening. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Let me know what's your favorite of the crossover so far. What's your favorite part? Were you really sad about Stein leaving? So I appreciate you guys listening. Take care, everybody. And until next time, I'll catch you in the next Crisis. Thank you all for listening. Here are my thoughts on the current episodes of The Flash, Supergirl, and Batwoman. Follow me over on the Stardust app at Crashly87, CrashLee87. For those bookworms out there, check out my blog, Fantastic Literature, link in the description below, for book reviews, short story reviews, and general thoughts about the literary industry. And if you like the podcast, be sure to follow, like, and share it. Leave your thoughts in the comments below.